Joined now on Downtown by a forward for the Connecticut Whale, the National Women's Hockey League, and also a member of the U.S. Olympic National Women's Ice Hockey Team. It's Kelly Stack. Kelly, welcome onto the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, I know you're a BC Eagle, and you've had some success versus the Maine Black Bears, but we won't hold that against you up here in the state of Maine. But what was it like playing in the Hockey East Conference, and how did it prepare you not only for your Olympic career, but your professional career as well?
It was awesome playing in the Hockey East Conference. There's a lot of great teams, and it was pretty competitive when I was there. You know, we were always kind of at the top, but that's just because we had, you know, a great goaltender in Molly Schaus, as I'm sure you know her too. But it prepared me. You know, I developed so much in my 4 years at BC. It got me ready for my career on the national team and in the National Women's Hockey League now.
Speaking of your time on the national team for the Olympic Games, you had the honor to represent the United States, not just one, but two Olympic Games in Vancouver and Sochi. What did that honor mean to you to be representing your nation?
Playing in the Olympics is a dream come true. You know, you grow up as a little girl playing hockey, and you know that you can't play in the NHL. So to be able to play in the Olympics is it's just such a great feeling knowing that you're representing your country and you're playing for all your friends and family and former coaches and teammates that helped you get there along your journey. But now that there's the National Women's Hockey League, younger girls growing up definitely have something to strive for to play in other than the Olympics.
I was always intrigued with this, and you have two Olympic silver medals. What do you do with the medals? Do you have like a special place you hang them, or is there something that you do that's unique?
That's a great question. Actually, they're just, you know, kind of lying around my house. I try to bring them places with me just so that people can see them, especially if I go to hockey rinks and stuff like that. Because, you know, you never know, like, how often are you going to see Olympic medals? So I just keep them around the house just so that, you know, easy access if I want to bring them anywhere.
And finally, are you preparing for just over 2 years from now for another run at potentially getting a gold in South Korea?
Yeah, I mean, right now that's the plan. I'm kind of just taking it 1 year at a time, but my full attention is on hockey and training. So I definitely have my eyes set on South Korea and hopefully bringing back a gold medal.
We're talking with Kelly Stack here of the National Women's Hockey League. She's a forward for the Connecticut Whale. Now, what went into your decision to play in the first year of the NWHL in its inaugural season?
I mean, it was a pretty easy decision for me, knowing that the league was based in the U.S. and that it would kind of just be in one area in the Northeast. And I wanted to be a part of something that I believed in and that would, I think, would be successful and sustainable. So it was just a matter of figuring out which team would fit best for me, you know, location-wise and all that. But yeah, it was a pretty easy decision to play in the National Women's Hockey League. It's, you know, the first ever year for it, so why not give it a try?
And you get to play for the Connecticut Whale, which must be an honor to continue the legacy of the Hartford Whalers and the great tradition that the state of Connecticut has for hockey.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have some pretty cool jerseys with the whale on the front. Connecticut's a great state for hockey, and there's so much buzz about our team, and there's a lot of excitement at the rink we play at. We fill the place up, and the fans are great. And there's a lot of youth hockey in the area as well. So we can inspire little girls, and they can inspire us too when we see them in the stands.
You touched on it a little bit, but how's the reception been for you and your team by the fans for this first season in the league?
Oh, it's been great. We had our home opener 2 weekends ago, and it sold out. And, you know, we had to turn people away because they physically just couldn't fit any more people in the stands. So I think the support in Stamford, Connecticut has been awesome, and hopefully we can sustain it throughout the entire season. But it's a great atmosphere to play in front of, too. You know, the excitement in the place is just unbelievable.
Now, I was looking at your Twitter earlier today, Kelly, and you can follow Kelly at KStack16 if you so choose. I would recommend it. I noticed you're a big Ohio sports fan, so you must be very happy with the success once again from the Ohio State Buckeyes after they won the national championship in football last year.
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge Buckeyes fan, and I'm not afraid to say it. I was so excited that they won the national championship, and Coming from Ohio, it's such a big football state, so I'm pretty excited for this year as well. You know, they have pretty high-powered offense and some pretty big names on defense too, so I think they're just a fun team to watch.
Oh, we won't mention the Browns too much here, though, because I'm sure that's a sore subject.
Yeah, I do rep my Browns, though. I mean, I know we're not always on the winning side of things, but I'm a big Johnny Manziel fan, so I'm glad they got him, and hopefully they give him a shot here in the near future.
And finally, Kelly, before we let you go, what can fans expect from the NWHL this season?
I think fans can expect a great product on the ice, and you know it's some of the best female hockey players in the world competing against each other. So it's a great product, and you can watch our games live streamed on the internet. We're not on TV yet, but you can watch them online and on the website and follow on social media and all that. And I think one really cool thing about the players in the league is that they're really accessible to the fans. You know, they stay after games to sign autographs and talk to fans and interact with them on Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat and all that. So I think that's a pretty cool thing. You know, you don't always get professional athletes that are humble and honest in that way. So it's a pretty cool thing.
And you can interact with Kelly as well on Twitter at KStack16. And you can get more information on the NWHL and the Connecticut Whale by following them on Twitter, Facebook, or go to nwhl.co, that's C-O, to find out more. Kelly, thank you very much for your time this afternoon, and best of luck this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.